in the quiet, in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard and understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks to the place where we understand words are needed. A gentle guiding hand finds us in the quiet. It's in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard and understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks to the place where we understand words are needed. A gentle guiding hand, it finds us. It's in the quiet, it's in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard and understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks.
Good morning. Welcome this morning. It's so good to see everyone. I'm going to ask you to join me in the welcome prayer this morning. But before we begin, I just invite you to take a breath. And as you breathe this morning, notice your breath. Notice your body as you're breathing. It's a way to bring you into present moment awareness, feeling your body expanding and contracting as you breathe. And then say this with me: welcome all who are here, welcome. Now again, I invite you to take in a breath. You may need to take a deep breath as a beginning to calm yourself, to quiet yourself within. Then we say, welcome my whole self to this moment, my mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual self. Welcome. Now again, breathe. Notice yourself as you're breathing. Welcome, Spirit of the Living God among us, welcome. Welcoming the mystery and together we willingly enter communion one with another. Welcome.
holding on, holding on, letting go, letting go.
Zach reminded me of that song we taught with each other a week ago Friday, and reminded me about that beautiful chant and how appropriate it is for us every day that we're working in our spiritual lives and in what to hold on to and what to let go of in our work. In our practical lives, you know, sometimes we do hold on, sometimes we do let go, but it's said in the spiritual life, it is a constant process of releasing and letting go. And in our conversation, we were just talking about knowing when it's time. So thank you, Zach, for remembering the song and reminding us of it. Our text reflection this morning comes from Luke 12, 13 through 21, The Rich Farmer. Chris Thompson wrote this reflection. How much does peace cost? When you are panic-stricken at 3 a.m., who can write you a check to allow you to rest? Don't get me wrong, money is nice. But if it's all you're concerned about, you will never have enough of it. And in fact, the more you have, the more you will need. It's a curse. It's like eating a huge feast of hunger, where the more you eat, the more you feel deprived. So take stock of what you have. Express gratitude. If you have extra, give the extra to someone in need. The day will come when you will be out of days, and God willing, you will have time to look back at your life. Make it one rich in giving. Make it rich in experiences and family and friends and openness. Make living a good life your wealth. Instead of making wealth your life. I I'm going to read the text reflection once more. How much does peace cost? When you are panic-stricken at 3 a.m., who can write you a check to allow you to rest? Or it says, who can you write a check to allow you to rest? Don't get me wrong. Money is nice, but it's all you're concerned about. If it's all you're concerned about, you will never have enough of it. And in fact, the more you have, the more you will need. It's a curse. It's like eating a huge feast of hunger where the more you eat, the more you feel deprived. So take stock of what you have. Express gratitude. If you have extra, give the extra to someone in need. The day will come when you will be out of days, and God willing, you will have time to look back at your life. Make it one rich in giving. Make it rich in experiences and family and friends and openness. Make living a good life your wealth instead of making wealth your life. If you're with us for the first time, you've come to Songs and Meditation, which is what we do before our announcements and before our lesson later in the service. Our Songs and Meditation time is a time that we come to engage in inner silence and gentle quietness, to quiet ourselves so that we can hear the divine stirring within us. One of the practices we teach here in the community, centering prayer, is what we're going to do this morning. In this practice, it's very simple. You choose a word or your breath, and when you notice your mind wandering and thinking, or you notice your body feeling sensations or emotions being stirred within you, when you notice that, because it will typically happen and you won't notice it for a little while, but when you notice it, you simply return to your breath or the word that you've chosen as your intention for communing with the divine presence. We trust that the deepest part of ourselves is divine in nature, and so we do this practice in the trust of that, the communing with the Spirit in this time of prayer and meditation. It's a very gentle practice. You're not meant to judge it or condemn yourself for how the practice goes. The reality is that the divine source of our being is unknowable to the full extent. We can never know the breadth of it. And so you can trust that you don't have to know answers within your practice or assurance of how it's going, that you're simply showing up to it is all you need to do, and then trusting the work of it as it works inside of you, and then you see that in your outer life, in your daily activities. So I want to invite you to that this morning. Inviting you to trust the practice this morning as we do it together here in community. So I ask you to sit in a way where you feel comfortable and well supported. And as you feel your body well supported this morning, I'm going to invite you to begin by breathing and noticing your breath as a way to bring yourself into present moment awareness. And I'm going to remind you occasionally in the practice this morning to return to your breath or your word. I know that this is not always easy, as we all are flowing in different times in our lives. We can be more challenged in our practice, more thinking, more feeling, more body sensations, because of what we may be challenged with in our lives. Stay with it. Stay with your practice. So now breathe. I'll give you a few moments when you notice your mind thinking or your body feeling or emotions being stirred. Simply return to your breath or your word. Your mind will think as it naturally does. What a gift our mind is to us. When you see that happening, when you notice it, just return. It's also natural for your body to feel sensations as you still yourself and you have time of inner quiet. Just allow the sensation to be and simply return to your breath or your word. Return again. Be gentle with yourself. There's no need to count how many times you return. If you hear outer distraction, use it as a way to return. Come home to your word or your breath. I'm going to give you a few moments now. You won't hear my voice to practice. Be gentle. When you notice, return to your word or your breath. Once again, just reminding you, when you notice your mind is wandering and thinking, your body is feeling sensations, you're feeling emotion, simply and gently allow yourself to return to your breath or your word. And when you're ready this morning, begin now to awaken yourself back to opening your eyes. Move gently into awareness of your thinking and your body. Gently opening your eyes, not quickly and startling, but in a gentle way, just coming back and opening your eyes and being present with your sight. I want you to invite you to carry this practice with you. If you use a timer at home or you don't use a timer, but to really think about this week, the space that you need around you for your practice and the time that you need for your practice. Even if it's 5 minutes, what do you need to do this week, each day? Think about that and carry that with you. I invite you to do that this week.
Holding on, holding on, letting go, letting go. Holding on, letting go, letting go, holding on, holding. Holding on, holding on, letting go, letting go.
Awake to, in sync with, moving in harmony with the indwelling Spirit of God. May it be so this day. And